you try not to think too hard about the losses because that can be pretty upsetting or pretty depressing. It's a huge hit to our income. I think most people have no comprehension of cost of putting crops in these days. For an operation the size of ours, we have an overdraft of around 800,000, so we're not even going to go within a bull's roar of covering that to put a crop back in next year. It certainly is devastating. I don't think anyone would have thought we would have a frost as devastating as this.
I'm standing out in a canola field just near Geelong on the southwest slopes. This canola field is looking pretty unhealthy, to be honest. It's been really hit hard by frost. The farmer who grew this crop is Tony Flannery, and he's with me now. Tony, what happened with the frost?
It got down to about -3, -4 overnight, Tuesday, a fortnight ago. It's basically just frozen, snap frozen the pods. I guess it's like cutting the lifeblood off on any plant. It lost its ability to finish. I can just see more shriveled pods. Every one I open, Lucy, has just got totally shriveled pods. There's just nothing in them. It's unbelievable to see the extent of this damage.
How bad is it? How much have you lost?
Probably lost 50 to 60% of my crop in total, wheat and canola. District-wide, looking at 30% loss. I've cut 30% of our wheat for hay, so it's gone as far as cereal grain goes. We're hoping to bale it so we can salvage something out of it.
So on a scale of 1 to 10 for you as a farmer, how bad is this? 10 being the worst.
Probably a 7. Yeah, it's pretty bad, pretty devastating.
When did you last see frost damage like this?
1989, I think, was the last severe frosting like this. But I don't think we even saw damage to this extent. I don't think, you had to decide whether you'd even bother keeping crops like now.
So what do you do now? What's the answer?
The answer is sit and have a long think about it before you make any rush decisions. I'm probably a little bit fortunate because I have livestock. It's very dry and we basically are not going to have enough feed to get our lambs through to a finished product. So it's quite an expense. Having lost the income from grain, it's a big expense to make silage, but I guess there's a worthwhile cause there at the end, and that'll be feeding my lambs. It'll take us 5 to 7 years to get our head above water after this, with good management. But quite honestly, there's a lot of people worse off than me. You've just got to grin and bear it.
In the background there, we can hear the tractor making some silage by the looks of it. You wouldn't normally be using this crop for silage though, would you?
No, absolutely not. And canola itself's not even that palatable for livestock. They will get used to it. It's high in protein. They'll live on it, but they won't really fatten on it.
Grain farmers forward sell their crops, so earlier this year they would have been locking in contracts, and essentially the crop we're looking at now, I would imagine, would have been locked in to be sold to someone. Is that right?
I'd forward sold about 30% of my canola and about 40% of the wheat. I hadn't sold as much canola because I just wasn't that happy with the prices, but I've rung up the various companies I'd sold with and washed out or bought my contracts back. Most of the contracts I had were at a price that's above what the current market is, so I'm having to buy them back at no actual cost. In previous years with droughts, I've had the sobering experience where you had to buy contracts back at a price above what you locked in at. So not only do you not get any income, but you also send them a cheque for the process of doing it.
What sort of insurance options are there for frost damage like this?
There's no insurance for frost damage. There's insurance for fire and hail, and that's a bit of an irony now too, because within the next week I have to finalise my hail insurance premiums and just trying to work out what value we'll put on the crop, what we think we'll harvest, because that's not cheap. You basically, it's a 10% excess and about a 3% premium on doing it. So
do you think there should be something like they have in the United States where there's multi-peril crop insurance, and under that banner there should be frost damage insurance?
I think it'd be worthwhile looking at it. The premium will ultimately determine whether you take it out, but certainly if it was there, I think for an area like Southwest Slopes, there'd be a lot more incentive to take out frost insurance for some crops than there would hail.